This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Hoss Spencer joins me live on the short line to downtown Charlottesville and his office there. Hoss, you have a couple of your reporters are actually on the scene as we speak at a very important trial that's going on.
All roads lead to the Fluvanna Circuit Courthouse today, and yes, it's a glimpse of the future, perhaps, a glimpse of the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority's future as the star witness in their RICO case against local recycling entrepreneur Peter Vanderlinde has occupied the courtroom for all day.
So explain this to us. Now, the trial that's going on today is not the trial against Pete. Not really, but it sort of is in a way, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. The defendant in the case was certainly attempting to turn his extortion case into a trial of Peter Vanderlinde, who the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority has accused of violating the what does that acronym RICO stand for? I think it's something like the racketeering blah blah blah.
Yeah, one of those things.
One of those.
Yeah.
And so the case today...
Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act.
You are the man. You are the man. The case all started with a letter that waste driver Richard W. Kendrick from Palmyra sent to Peter Vanderlinde, who was then his boss. In this case, Kendrick alleged that... Vanderlinde had been lying, that he had been telling his drivers to claim that their trash was coming from out of the area in order to evade a $16 a ton service contribution fee, the fee which was really supposed to keep the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority alive.
Interesting. We're talking with Hoss Spencer of The Hook. So the trial going on today as we speak in Fluvanna. Is
yes.
A trial against a former employee who used to work for Pete Vanderlinde.
Correct.
And he was allegedly trying to extort money out of Pete, basically saying, I'm going to go to the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority unless you give me, what was it,
$90,000? $90,000, a two-page typewritten letter. He says that the $90,000 is just to cover legal fees. And he has a very interesting legal theory to back this up. He points out that he was facing 153 years of suspended sentences hanging over him. This is a man who spent decades in jail, and he said he became frightened at the prospect of going back to jail, and that he really was just trying to get some legal representation, and thus his request for $90,000.
Yeah.
However, the letter, when put into the hands of authorities in Fluvanna, resulted in an immediate arrest of Mr. Kendrick.
And so this is a guy who used to drive trash trucks for Pete Vanderlinde, which he doesn't operate anymore, does he? Does he still...
He doesn't
do household waste.
No, he still has those bright orange containers, but instead of taking those to a landfill at Zion Crossroads or a landfill in Greene County or, say, the Ivy Landfill, Vanderlinde himself now owns something that appears to be quite highly advanced compared to an old-fashioned landfill. It's called a Dirty Murph. And, again, I'm bad on my acronyms today. It's Murph stands for something like Materials Recycling Facility or something.
Yeah.
But basically, it's like an $11 million complex that Vanderlinde has built right in Zion Crossroads, right next door to the official transfer station that Rivanna has been trying to use and get service contribution fees out of.
Yeah.
Is this all just, like, confusing?
No, I'm following you only because I've been reading so much about this in The Hook, but the case that's going on in Fluvanna today is a case against a former employee of Pete's. But this former employee, isn't he like the star witness for the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority in their legal suit against Pete?
That's what makes it so interesting, Coy. He is the star witness. He is the man who says that Vanderlinde lied. He is the man whom Tom Frederick has pinned his hopes upon, the man who supposedly armed with the truth would bring down Vanderlinde. As you know, Tom Frederick, the director of the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority, one of his two big jobs, the other being the director of the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority, has alleged that Vanderlinde evaded millions in legitimate service contribution fees by lying about the origins of his waste. If he can get Kendrick to testify that Vanderlinde did this, and that if a jury believes it, Vanderlinde's recycling complex could be thrown into jeopardy. It's a case that has excited the community because Vanderlinde's facility looks like a better mousetrap. Rather than throwing dirt into the ground and letting it fester and ooze and
get pollute,
pollute and all that, a large percentage, something up to 60 or 70 or 80%, well, actually, for construction debris, I think the percentages are even higher. Apparently, all the big construction firms are taking their construction have been taking their construction debris there because it's been open for about a year for construction debris. But this dirty MRF aspect of it, the idea that you can actually take your orange peels and newspapers and beer bottles and pornographic magazines or whatever, you know, whatever you got, whatever you throw at him, so they can sort it. Now, whether they can recycle it all, that's another question. But it is said to be one of the most advanced facilities of its kind in the world.
Yeah, and we're talking with Hoss Spencer of The Hook. For the folks in town who've really been paying attention and can call a spade here, just on the face of it, it looks very obvious to all of us that the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority, the local government authority, has really been going after this guy because he's cutting in on their business.
Well, that is the claimed ulterior motive, but he and other members of his he and the members of his board, have such as Gary O'Connell, our city manager, have said it's just a simple debt collection case, that the money is owed and it needs to be paid back. You have City Councilor David Brown has defended the propriety of suing Mr. Vanderlinde, even using the civil portions of the RICO Act in order to bring him to his knees.
And Ken Boyd with the county as well is on that board, too.
He is, and I have not heard him dispute any part of the ongoing litigation, even though some people have questioned the cost-benefit analysis. You know, like, is it even if Vanderlinde did these things, is it really worth spending $500-plus an hour attorneys? And they've spent over $300,000 waging this lawsuit already. And speaking of costs, today Kendrick, the defendant, subpoenaed both Tom Frederick and a McGuire Woods Battle and Booth, or I guess it's now just called McGuire Woods, attorney. And the two men were sitting down there all morning, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. I'd hate to see the bill for the attorney's time at over $500 an hour, and they ended up not getting called to the witness stand after all.
But we're paying that. The city and the county taxpayers are paying this money to fund this lawsuit, which is just ridiculous.
Not if you use well water, Coy. Only those of us who pay a bill to the local water service will pay for this.
Interesting. Hoss Spencer.
I shouldn't say that. The waste service.
Yeah, yeah.
The waste service. I got confused. I'm sorry. I've had water on my brain. I got water on my knee. I got all kinds of water.
Now, Hoss, what was the recent thing that your reporter Dave McNair dug up in his conversations with a DEQ official? They seemed to actually admit something that had been going on for a while.
Well, what they said was they've never before witnessed so much harassment of a licensed facility, in this case, Peter Vanderlinde's Dirty MRF. They said the phone calls began months ago, long before the household waste portion of his facility had even opened, and they were really troubled because it seemed to be not only had they never received so many calls, but they had never received so many bogus calls. They check up on all the complaints, and they ended up finding that there was nothing being done wrong there. And there is a concern that it was genuine harassment. Now, who did it? I don't know no one can say, because Tom Frederick certainly denies that he has he or his employees or other members of the Solid Waste Authority would participate in such a thing. But
basically, we have the arm of the federal government, the DEQ, admitting that basically saying, "What are you guys doing down there in Central Virginia? That we've never seen a case like this where a private business owner, in this case Pete Van der Linde, was being so harassed and attacked by other interests in the community who didn't like necessarily what he was doing." And you can only conclude that the only people that are against him are the Ravana Solid Waste Authority and folks like BFI and Waste Management, the big haulers.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't know. I mean, yeah, there's a powerful motive for them to harass, but again,
well, they have an absolute vested interest in seeing that he is not licensed and that he has run out of business. They have a strong financial interest. Everybody else in the community benefits. All the private haulers pay cheaper rates to go to him. And folks like me who have time disposal, now I've got all my stuff, that my garbage I put on the street, it's being recycled.
That's one of the amazing things about this new Dirty Murph, yeah, that recycling no longer involves any sorting at all, not just no... Remember the old days? You have to, like, green bottles here and brown bottles here bottles here. Now, just throw everything you got, even stuff that you don't think is recyclable, like dirty diapers and old shoes. Just chuck it all in there. You never know. They might extract some rubber or something.
Yeah, because this machine will automatically do it for you.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's an amazing story. Now, do we expect any kind of verdict from this guy who's on trial today for trying to extort Pete Van der Linde?
We do. We do. The jury was getting its instructions a few moments ago, and we should have a verdict, depending on how long they want to be out deliberating. We could have a verdict before the sun goes down.
Yeah. Well, if you get one before 6 o'clock, will you call the station and just let us know?
I would be delighted.
That would be great. And before I let you go, I was reading somewhere that the guy who was allegedly extorting Pete Van der Linde, the star witness for the Ravana Solid Waste Authority, has a long history of suing people.
Well, he did sue Janet Reno, Bill Clinton, the Justice Department, Federal Judge James Turk, and others, but I don't think it went very far.
Oh, gosh.
Although he did appeal, and that didn't go too far either, yeah.
Wow, an interesting character.
He found something not to his liking in jail.
Evidently so. Interesting. Hoss Spencer, founder and editor of The Hook. You can read more about this story online at readthehook.com. Hoss, thanks so much.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.